If you look closely at your credit card bill during this economic downturn, or actually read the fine print in the contract updates you get in the mail, you may be in for some surprises. Here to explain is Harvard Law School professor Elizabeth Warren. She specializes in credit card law and bankruptcy law. Yesterday, she talked with us about credit rating agencies and the mistakes they often make when calculating your credit score. Elizabeth Warren, welcome back to Fresh Air. How are credit card companies responding to the credit crunch that resulted from the subprime mortgage meltdown and the resulting financial crisis?
They're trying to improve their revenues, and they're using two principal tools right now. The first is that they're increasing interest rates and fees all over the place. So you've been making payments on a regular basis on your outstanding credit card at 9.9%. Hey, welcome to the new world. It's now 18.9%. Not because the likelihood you would repay has changed, not because interest rates have changed. Indeed, they've fallen, but because the company needs the money. And they think that in this time of economic pressure on families, you'll be less likely to bolt at a higher interest rate than you were before.
Because you're more desperate for the money.
Well, or just more worried that you can't find it somewhere else. That's exactly right. So, you know, if they got you, then they're going to squeeze you. And that's part of what's going on right now.
Gee, it's so counterintuitive that interest rates would have fallen in the bank, but interest rates are going up with credit card agencies.
Isn't that stunning? And always remember, interest rates are just the visible sign of what's happening. The major credit card issuers this spring sent out letters all across America, just plain old raising interest rates. And they did it in a way so that they would minimize the number of people who saw it. So I actually saw some of these letters. They look like kind of your standard form. We have blah, 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 blah. You know, dear customer, you know, it's on a mimeograph sort of thing. And down in the fifth paragraph, it just says, and if we don't hear otherwise from you, we're going to raise your interest rate to 18.99%. And hope that they don't hear otherwise from you. Or in some cases, they don't care because under their contract, they can just change the interest rate whenever they want anyway. So lots of those went out. But always keep in mind, Terry, as we talked about before, there are lots of ways to raise the revenues. And so a large part of what they're doing as well is trying to squeeze in all the other areas that are not as visible. So what used to be a $29 charge becomes a $39 charge. What used to be a $15 charge moves to a $20 charge. All of these have ratcheted up.
You're talking about late fees and things like that.
Late fees, over-limit fees, pay-to-play fees, fees. I mean, they've tucked them in everywhere because the credit card contract is only partly about interest and much more increasingly about all the kind of tricks and traps and ways you can squeeze a nickel here and a dollar there and $20 here and $50 there. That's where the real growth in revenues has been in the last 4 or 5 years. And boy, is that happening now big time. In order to try to bring revenues, suck revenues into the companies to offset losses as people are losing their jobs, as people can't make their other payments, as people are getting into financial trouble, they're putting the big push in fee areas, in double cycle billing, in trailing interest rates, in everything that the typical customer cannot see until it's simply too late.
So a couple of things you've given us to look out for. One is that increasing fees, but also the interest rate that you signed up for might have been raised by a lot very recently because of the credit crunch. So you're suggesting that we check and see what is our interest rate now might be higher than we think it is.
Right. And then there's a third one.
Yeah.
And that is there's more marketing of lousy products. So the offers to buy credit insurance that sounds like, you know, we're going to play on your fears. These are dangerous times. You're nervous. You might lose your job. You know, you can get sick. You don't have health insurance. So there's a lot more marketing. There's been a real step up in marketing of what are really lousy credit products. And I say they're lousy because they're very high priced relative to the amount of insurance you're getting. You may be getting, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000 worth of insurance and yet paying in the neighborhood of $20 a month. You know, you could do a lot better by getting some other kind of insurance somewhere else. So partly it's about the pricing of this insurance, and partly it's about, quite frankly, many of these so-called insurance policies are designed to try to, shall we say, never pay. You know, that you can't come up with the right documentation. You really can't come up with the right set of conditions that makes it so that the insurance company will pay off. Or if they pay off on some of these, it sounds like, when you read the promotional literature, what they're going to do is, if you lose your job, they'll cancel your $6,000 outstanding credit card. No, it's if you lose your job, they'll continue to carry your $6,000 balance, but they'll suspend interest for 6 months. That's not very much protection. So there's a real step up in these revenue generators. They're, frankly, just crummy deals.
Have you been getting any new come-ons in the junk mail at your home?
So I got a new one this morning, and the new come-on was a gift card that, if I would sign up for what was described as a wonderful opportunity with my credit card company, I had this $15 gift card that I could go use. And gift cards have become the new freebie, I think, the new way to seduce people in. Because as soon as I use the gift card, what happens is it will trigger my having signed up for a year's worth of this really lousy, in my case, this really lousy credit insurance that would cost me money far more than the $15 I would have gotten on the gift card.
Elizabeth Warren, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Elizabeth Warren is a Harvard Law School professor.